الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير الله أجمعين وعلى آله والتابعين ومن تبعهم آمين إلى يوم. أما بعد، أيها الأخوة الأعزاء، كنا قد بدأنا في الثاني من الأصول الستة. هذه الأصول الأولى التي ينبغي فهمها لطالب العلم ومعرفتها. والأصل الثاني هو فيما يتعلق بالأمر بالاجتماع والنهي عن التفرق والاختلاف، وهذا كما مضى دلت عليه نصوص الكتاب والسنة، وقد قرنا من الأسئلة ما فيه الكفاية، وبينا أن الاختلاف من طريقة التفكير ومن طريقة اليهود والنصارى. ثم ذكر الإمام رحمه الله قوله: ثم صار الأمر إلى أن الاتفاق في أصول الدين وفروعه هو العلم والدين، وصار الأمر بالإجماع لا يقوده إلا زنديق أو مجنون، إلا زنديق أو مجنون والعياذ بالله. فمما يؤسف له أن عند المتأخرين أن الاختلاف في الأصول والفروع هو الفقه، مع أن الواجب أن الاجتماع هو الفقه في دين الله. وهم يقولون إن التفرق وإعطاء الحكم للناس وعدم الحج عليهم هذا هو، ويقال لهم إن الفقه هو الإجماع على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعضهم يقول هذا من سعة الإسلام أنه إذا حرم علينا شيئا نجد من يفتي بحله، والعياذ بالله اتخذ الناس والمشرعين. فعلى رأي هؤلاء إذا قال فلان من الناس حرام، وإذا قال آخر هذا حلال ولو كان محرما قالوا هذا لا على الناس، وهذا هو الضلال الصحيح. صار الأمر لا يقوله إلا زنديق أو مجنون. فيقولون الذي يأمر صار الذي يأمر وينبغي الاختلاف والتفرق خارج على الأمة، فيقولون هذا زنديق لأنه يلغي أقوال العلماء. فيقال لهم نحن لا نلغي أقوال العلماء إنما نعرفها على الله. نحن لم نقصد اتباع الناس، إنما أمرنا باتباع القرآن والسنة. هذا هو الحق. ما أمرنا باتباع فلان ولا علمان. والله تعالى لم يكن إلى آرائنا وحداثنا، بل أنزل عليك كتابا وأرسل إلينا رسولا. إذا رجعنا إلى كتاب الله وإلى سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه زال الشك وزال الاختلاف واجتمعت الأمة. لهذا كان إلى سنوات المسجد الحرام أربعة محاريب، كل أصحاب مذهب يصلون جماعة وحدهم مع أهل مذهب، حتى قيض الله من تبعهم على إيمان، وزال ولله الحمد هذا المظهر. هذا كله من اتباع المذاهب الآراء. فالواجب أن الأمة تجتمع على كتاب الله وعلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن يكون الهدف هو اتباع الحق، وأن يحذروا من التفرق والاختلاف، وأن يحذروا من التفرق والاختلاف، فإنه سبب الهلاك. ما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما أهلك قبلكم كثرة مسجد واختلاف يائهم. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركتكم على مثل ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا. ولهذا قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في كتاب الاستقامة: الجماعة مطلوبة بالسنة، والفرقة مطلوبة بالبدعة. وكلما كان الإنسان على السنة كان من البدعة. لذلك أهل السنة الجماعة هم أهل الحق، هم أهل الحق، وهي الفرقة الناجية، وهي الطائفة المنصورة. ولهذا نحب غاية الأكثر من الجماعات الفرقية والأحزاب المحدثة التي فرقت وجعلتهم شيعا وأحزابا. هذا إخواني، هذا تبليغي، هذا قطب، هذا سروري، وغيرها من حزبيات ومناهج. وهذه من المناهج الآثرة المحدثة المبتدعة. الواجب رفع جميع الحزبيات وجميع المناهج والسير على هدى صالح، واعتصام بحد الله جميعا، وترك التفرق والاختلاف، واعتصموا بحد الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. وهذه السياق من احداث شياطين الجن، كما قال الشيخ فاز رحمه الله: لا شك أن الفرق والجماعات تغز المجتمع الإسلامي مما يحرص الشيطان أول، وأعداء الإسلام من الإسلام، لأن اتفاق كلمة المسلمين وحدتهم وإدراكهم الخطر الذي يهددهم ويستهدف عقلهم يجعلهم يكون لمكافحة ذلك. والعمل في واحد من أي سنين. الحذر يا أيها هذه الحزبيات. العبد الشيخ رحمه الله الإخوان والتبليغ من 72 فرقة هذه. وهم يلبسون الحزبيات يلبسوها على الشباب وعلى الغرب يقولون هذا في التنوع ويعذر بعضنا بعضا كل هذا من تجدهم يؤاخون الرواد يؤاخون أهل الضلال أهل البدع وصاحبونهم الحسن البنا بعض مستشاريه من الأبطال أين الولاء ويدعون إلى سياساتهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث رضي الله عنه قال أوصني قال له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام تعبد الله ولا تشرك وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت وتسمع وعليك الإعلان وإياك وإياك هذه التنظيمات هي هذه الجماعات التي لا تنظيمات لها أمور في كما يقولون تحت الأرض متى ما جاء وقتها قام. قد قال عمر العزيز رحمه الله إذا رأيت يتناجون بأمي ديني دون العام أعلم أنه سيسي ضلالة على بدعة. وسئل الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله عن الفرقة الناجية الطائفة المنصورة قال السلفيون وكل من مشى على من والسلفية ليست حزبا الأحزاب الضالة المتبعة بل هي كما قال الفوزان جماعة قائمة من عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الآن على منهج السلف. ولهذا شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله لا عيب على من أظهر من السلف واعتزى إليه انتسب إليه فإن منهج السلف لا يكون إلا حقا منهج السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. ولهذا جاء في حديث حذيفة بن اليمان في صحيح مسلم قال كان الناس يسألون رسول الله عن وقت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يتسجي إلى أن قال يا رسول الله قد هذا الخير قال نعم وفيه دخن قلت وما دخن قال دعاة على أبنى من أجابهم فيها قلت يا رسول الله أنا قال أنا عندنا يتكلمون قلت يا رسول الله فما تأخرنا قال بل جماعة المسلمين وإناث فلزوم جماعة المسلمين والحذر من الاختلاف ومن البدع. ولهذا أم سلمة رضي الله عنها تقول إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد برئ من كل من فرط واحتجب قد برئ كل من فرط واحتجب. والإمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله علامة الشام كان يقول خمس كان عليها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعون له لزوم الجماعة واتباع السنة وعمارة المسجد وتلاوة القرآن والجهاد في سبيله. وقال ثابت بن عجلان: أدركت أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وذكر عدد التابعين كلهم يأمرون بالجماعة وينهوني بالأهواء، أي عن الأهواء والبعد. ونوصيكم أيها الإخوة ونوصي أنفسنا بلزوم جماعة والحذر من الاختلاف والحذر من المحدث والحرص على لزوم. أسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يوفقنا ويحب ويرضى وأن يثبتنا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. صلى الله وسلم على نبينا وعلى آله.
آمين. بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ عبد الله، ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعله في ميزان حسناتك. فضيلة الشيخ عبد الله، عندنا إذا تكرمت على أجوبة أسئلتنا، والأسئلة تكون في الموضوع إذا أمكن. بارك الله فيكم.
والله حقيقة الأسئلة ما كما قلت لكم أولا،
لكن في السؤال أول في استشكال على
إلا إذا كان في الدرس.
نعم، أسئلة في الدرس فضيلة الشيخ.
نعم
خلاص. السؤال الأول بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ، سائل يقول: هل نفهم من كلام الشيخ صالح الفوزان بأنه لا يجوز اتباع المذاهب أم ماذا؟ بارك الله فيكم.
لا، ليس هذا هو المراد. المحذور هو التعصب للمذاهب، التعصب للمذهب. إذا كان مثلا القول الصحيح بخلاف رأي المذهب الذي أنت مثلا يأخذ به أو يتفقه عليه، لأن القول الراجع بخلاف هذا الرأي الذي هو في المذهب، لا يجوز لهذا الطالب العلم أن يتفقه في المذهب ويأخذ برأي فتح ولو كان الدليل بخلافه. ولهذا أنكر على بعض أصحاب المذاهب متعصبة، قد يجد الدليل واضح غاية الوضوح فتجده يلوي الأعناق الأدلة، وقد يضعف الأدلة من أجل أن يوافق رأي المذهب. لهذا أنكروا على بعض المتعصب من الناس في مسألة طواف على البعير. ثبت أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام طاف على بعيره، واستدلوا بأن روث وبول ما يؤكل لحمه طاهر، لكن أصحاب المذاهب أو الأحناف قالوا لا، بعير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معصوم من أن يطوف المسجد، فجعل العصمة هي البعير من أجل أن يوافق رأي صاحب المذهب بقوله أن قول البعير نجس. هذا من التعصب مع وضوح الأدلة. هذا الذي الشيخ صالح يحذر منه هو التعصب المذاهب، التعصب المذهبي، ليس الطواف. هذا من المذاهب الأول. نعم.
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. السؤال الثاني يقول: بارك الله فيكم فضيلة الشيخ، ما رأيكم في الذي يستدل بآية في سورة الكهف بأنه يجوز بناء المساجد على القبور، والآية هي: وبنى لن تخدمنا عليهم مسجدا؟
هذا استدلال في غير الحل، ولعلنا إن شاء الله في الدرس المقبل نذكره توسع
لي هذا الكلام. بارك الله فضيلة الشيخ، ويسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلها في ميزان حسناتك، وجزاكم الله خير عن الإسلام والمسلمين، وبارك الله فيكم فضيلة الشيخ.
بارك الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه بعد. So the Sheikh Hafidh Allah, Sheikh Abdullah Najmi, may Allah preserve him, he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and he sent us peace and salutations upon the best of the creation of Allah and upon his family and companions and those who followed them in goodness. And he said to proceed, O noble brothers, we have started the second foundation of the six foundations of Sheikh Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, this foundation which the student of knowledge should know and should understand. And the second foundation was in relation to the commandment of unity, commandment of uniting, and also the prohibition of differing and split and division. And the Sheikh said, and this commandment of unity and the abandonment of differing and division have many proofs in the Quran and the Sunnah, have many proofs in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have mentioned a sufficient number of them in the previous lesson. We have mentioned a sufficient number of those proofs in our previous lesson. And and we have also clarified that division and splitting and differing is the way, or is the methodology of the polytheists, and is the way of the Jews and the Christians. Division and splitting is the way of the polytheist. Likewise, it is the way of the Jews and the Christians. So Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, the Imam, he mentioned after that, after mentioning the commandment of uniting and the abandonment, the prohibition of dividing and splitting, he said after that, and then the affair of commanding with unity became something which only a zindiq, or a person who is insane, would claim. Yes? Then the affair became, some people, the affair became that the commandment or commanding of uniting, only a person who is a zindiq or someone who is insane would say. So the Sheikh says, it is unfortunate that according to some of the people who came at later times, according to them, that differing and splitting in the matters of the foundations and the matters of the branches of the religion, the foundations, the fundamentals, and the branches of the religion. So splitting in this and dividing in the matters of the fundamentals and the branches of the religion became fiqh, became this is considered the understanding in the religion. The Sheikh said, however, unity upon the religion, unity upon the fundamentals and the branches of the religion, rather it is the fiqh, it is the understanding of the religion. And however, they claim that dividing and differing, and also not disapproving of what some people hold and their opinions, this is actually understanding, this is fiqh, according to those people who came in later generations. According to them, that they can have different opinions, they can split, they can both be on opposite sides, and you should not disapprove of them. So according to them, this became the fiqh of the religion, the understanding of the religion. So such people, it is to be said to them that fiqh, or that understanding, is unity. Rather, fiqh is unity upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, some of them claim that this is from the fact that Islam is moderate, and that Islam is a religion which is full of ease and moderation. Yes, that it allows this differing. Yes, this is what they claim. That if a person or if someone holds something to be prohibited, something which is to be haram, and you find another person who would give the ruling and who would give the fatwa that this particular thing is halal, although it is haram in reality, then they would say this is permissible. This is permissible. So if he differs and he goes against the fact that this particular affair is haram, is prohibited, and he gives a fatwa that it is permissible, they say this is from the moderation of Islam, and you should not disapprove of such person, and we seek refuge in Allah. So the Sheikh said they take from the people, or they allocate from the people those who legislate for them. They legislate for them, and all of this is done by way of opinions. They use their opinions and their intellect. And if a person was to say to them that so and so is haram, such and such is prohibited, and another person says that it is halal, even if it is haram, the Sheikh said, they say there is no harm in this. There is no harm in this. However, the Sheikh said, in reality, this is misguidance. This is clear misguidance. نعم. And then the Sheikh said, and unity became something which only a person who is considered a zindiq or insane person would claim. Unity is something which only a zindiq or a person who's insane would command with. نعم. So the person who commands the people to unite and to abandon any differing and any splitting, they would say this person is zindiq. And because he يعني, he neglects the opinions and the statements of some scholars, they would label him as zindiq, because he neglects and he overlooks and he turns away from some opinions of some scholars. Yes, so if he says unite and do not split, they would say he dismisses some other statements of the scholars. نعم. And as for us, we do not, يعني the people claim, as for us, we do not dismiss the statements of the scholars. نعم. Rather, the Sheikh said, rather us, يعني the people of Sunnah, we do not dismiss the statements of the scholars. However, we compare them to the Book of Allah. We compare the statements of the scholars and we weigh them against the Book of Allah. And we were not commanded to follow individuals. We were not commanded to follow the people and to follow individuals. Rather, we were commanded to follow the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is the truth. This is the haqq. And we were not commanded to follow so and so. And Allah Ta'ala, He did not leave us, and He did not allow us to refer back to our opinions and our conclusions. Allah did not allow us to refer back to our opinions and our conclusions. Rather, He revealed to us a book. He revealed to us His book, and He sent to us His messenger. And if we return to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of His messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the differing and dispute would be removed, and all differing as well would be removed, and the statement or the word of the people would be united. Then the Sheikh said that, did you know that up to a recent time or recent era, in the Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, there were four maharib. Maharib is a place where you pray, the place where the Imam prays. So he said, did you know that up to a recent era, in the Masjid al-Haram, there were four places of prayer for the Imam, four different maharib. And every person of a different school of thought, different madhab, school of thought, would pray their own jama'ah in one of the maharib, one of the places for the Imam. And the people of the madahib, the people of that follow different specific schools of thought, they would only pray with their jama'ah, with their madhab, next to the Kaaba. Yes. And until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided a person or provided an Imam who united all of them, and the prayer became one, and the Imam became one, and all praise is due to Allah. Naam. And this evil appearance or this evil division was removed. Naam. All praise is due to Allah. And Sheikh said, all of this is by way, this is due to following the madahib, following the madahib, the schools of thought, and also following the opinions of individuals. So the obligation upon the Ummah, the Sheikh continues, the obligation upon the Ummah is that they unite upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that they set as a goal for themselves to follow the truth and to be aware of division and splitting. For division and splitting is a cause for destruction. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, that which destroyed the nations before you is the excessive questioning and they're differing upon their prophets. Indeed, that which destroyed the nations before you was the excessive questioning and they're differing upon their prophets. And also he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration, I have left you upon clarity, or that I have left you upon whiteness. It's night like it's day. None deviates from it except a person who's destroyed. So therefore, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, and Shaykh mentioned the book, but I couldn't get the book, I couldn't hear it. He mentioned that Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned in one of his books that Jama'ah, in Majmu' al-Fatawa, that the Jama'ah, the congregation, or the Jama'ah of the Muslim, the congregation of the Muslims, is connected with the Sunnah. Naam, is associated with the Sunnah. The Jama'ah and the congregation of the Muslims is associated with Sunnah. As for division and splitting, it's associated with bid'ah, innovation. So as long as the person is upon the sunnah, then he is upon, he follows the jama'ah, or he is with the jama'ah. And the people of sunnah, they are the people of truth. And they are the saved sect. They are the saved sect, and they are also the victorious party. So be aware of partisanships, and also following groups, and newly invented groups, which misguided the people, and which caused split amongst the people, and made them into sects, and made the people into sects, and made them into parties. So the Shaykh says, so this person is Ikhwani, he follows the Ikhwani way, and this person is Qutbi, and this person is Tablighi. Yes, every person follows something, and many other misguided groups. Yes, and all of those methodologies are from the innovated methodologies, or the, from the innovated groups and parties. So the obligation upon the person is to abandon all of them, and to traverse the path of the Sunnah, and to cling to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to abandon differing and division. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَقُوا, and cling all to the rope of Allah, and do not differ. Cling all to the rope of Allah, and do not differ. As for these partisanships, it was started by the shaitan. All these partisanships, and all these parties, and misguided groups, and all different groups, is something which was started and was initiated by the shaitan. As the imam mentioned, that there is no doubt, in quotation, there is no doubt that the groups and the jama'at, the parties, were something which the shaitan introduced. Naam, and also which the enemies of Islam introduced, because the unity of the Muslims and the awareness or the unity of the Muslims leads to them being aware of the dangers from outside, or the dangers around them, and therefore they would fight them. They would fight the dangers around them. So the unity would lead to the Muslims being aware of the dangers surrounding them, and therefore would tackle them. So be aware, the Shaykh continues, Hafidhullah, and he says, be aware of partisanships. And he said, for example, you have Al-Ikhwan and Tabligh, and as the scholars mentioned, that they are from the 72 misguided sects, or from the 72 misguided sects, and they deceive the people. They deceive the people, and they put doubts upon the youth. And also they cause doubts in the West and upon the Westerners, and they say to the people that those different parties and different groups is khilaf tanawwu', which is difference, which is permissible, is different types. It's not different in that they oppose each other, but different types of methodologies. And the Shaykh said also, they claim that let us excuse ourselves in that which we differ in. Let overlook that which we or the issues which we oppose each other, or which we differ in. And the Shaykh said, you would find such people befriend and take as brothers the Rawafid, the extreme Shia, and also the people of innovation. They take them as brothers and friends. So the Shaykh says, so where is the befriending and showing enmity for the sake of Allah? Where is the wala' wal bara'? Befriending and also showing enmity and opposition for the sake of Allah. Where is it then? Naam, and so in a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a narration, when a sahabi, he asked him to advise him. So the companion asked the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to advise him. So the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, he said, worship Allah and do not associate anything with him, and establish the prayer, and pay the zakah, pay the charity, and fast the month of Ramadan, and perform hajj, perform pilgrimage, and hear and obey, and upon you is the jama'ah, and abandon division and splitting. So those groups, the Shaykh said, those groups, they have some planning, and like they are like organizations, and they plot. And as they say, Shaykh said, they plot under earth. And whenever their time comes, they would establish themselves. Whenever the chance or the opportunity comes, they would establish themselves. Also, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, may Allah have mercy on him, he said that if you see two individuals speaking in secret about any matter of the religion, then know they are upon establishing a misguidance. If you see any two individuals talking in secret about any other affairs of the religion or about something in the religion, then know they are about to establish a misguidance. And also, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, was asked about the saved sect. He was asked about the saved sect and the victorious group or the victorious party. And he said, in an answer to that question, he said, they are the Salafiyun. They are the people who follow the Salafi methodology. And they are the and those who follow them. And those who follow their way. And the Sheikh said, and Salafiyya is not a party. It's not, Salafiyya is not a party which is innovated. Rather, it is, as Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafizullah, mentioned, it is the jama'ah which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon and his companions and the Salaf. Now, likewise, Ibn Taymiyyah, Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he mentioned that there is no blame upon the person who makes apparent or follows and traverses the way of the madhab of the Salaf, and he ascribes himself to it. For verily, the methodology of the Salaf is nothing but the truth. It cannot be anything except the truth. Then the Sheikh mentioned, Hafizullah, he said, as mentioned in the hadith of Hudhayfa ibn Yaman in Sahih Muslim, that he said to the Hudhayfa said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people used to ask the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the good things, and I used to ask him about the evil things, in fear that they would reach me. Up to where he said in hadith, the Sheikh said, Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is after this good? Is there any evil after this good? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, yes, and it has smoke. It has smoke. And the Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to him, what is this smoke, O Messenger of Allah? He said to him, coolers on the doors or on the gates of hellfire. Whosoever answers to them, they would throw him in it. And Hudhayfa, after that, he asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, describe them to us, O Messenger of Allah. He said to him, they are from our skin. Yani they are from us, they from our people. And they speak with our language. They speak with our language. So Hudhayfa ibn Iman, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so what do you command me, O Messenger of Allah, if I reach that? He said to him, stick to the jama'ah of the Muslimin and their leader. Stick to the jama'ah of the Muslimin and their leader. Salama, the wife of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, verily the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from any person who splits and differs. Verily the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is free from any person who splits and differs. And Imam al-Auza'i rahimahullah, the Allama of Sham, the great scholar of Sham, the region of Sham, he said in a statement that five things the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. Five things the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon, and the tabi'een and those who followed them. Firstly, sticking to the jama'ah, sticking to the congregation. Secondly, following the sunnah. Thirdly, imarat al-masajid, maintenance and building of the masajid, the mosques. Number four is recitation of the Quran, tilawat al-Quran, and number five is jihad in the sake of Allah. So he said, sticking to the jama'ah, following the sunnah, maintenance and building of masajid, recitation of the Quran, and jihad in the sake of Allah or in the path of Allah. And the Sheikh mentioned one of the tabi'een that he mentioned, or he narrated that I have reached the time of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion. And he mentioned, he mentioned some other tabi'een, some other followers of the companions, that he reached their time. And he said, all of them commanded me with sticking to the jama'ah. And they used to forbid me from splitting division and also from innovation. So the Sheikh said, I advise you to cling to the jama'ah and to be aware of differing and splitting. Naam. So I ask Allah, with his beautiful names and his lofty attributes, that he may give us success and give us the ability to reach and fulfill that which he is pleased with and that which he loves, and that he makes us firm with a firm statement in this hayah, in this worldly life and in the akhirah. Naam. The Sheikh was asked a question. Question number one was, can the statement of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan be understood about the madahib, about following the madahib, that you cannot follow that? That you cannot follow any madhab. Can you understand from the statement of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan that you cannot follow any madhab, any school of thought? Yes? like Shafi'i, Ahmed bin Hanbal, and Imam Malik, and Abu Hanifa, like that. So the Sheikh said, no, this is not the intent of the Sheikh. This is not how you should understand the statement of the Sheikh. Rather, that which the person, or that which is prohibited, is to be a fanatic. To be a fanatic, to be extreme in following the madahib, follow the schools of thought. Like, for example, the Sheikh said, if the correct opinion is in opposition to the madhab, the correct opinion is in opposition to the madhab which you are upon, then it is not permissible for the student of knowledge to abandon this correct opinion and to show extremism and be a fanatic towards his madhab which he follows. And therefore, the Sheikh said, for this reason, it was disapproved. It was disapproved against some people who follow the madhab, ashab al-madhab, those who follow the madhab, that they would abandon some of the proofs and they follow their madhab, even if it goes against their madhab. And the Sheikh said that also in the issue of tawaf around, making tawaf circulating around the Kaaba while being on a camel, riding, on a riding beast. This issue, the Sheikh said, they were disapproved regarding this issue, because they used to say that it is not permissible to go around the Kaaba or to circulate around the Kaaba while riding something or riding a camel and so on. Yes, even though there is a proof to say that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so, and they explain this just as a way of giving victory to their madhab. Yes, and calling the people to follow in, even if it's against, their madhab. They say that the she camel or the riding beast of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is infallible. Yes, so it is a special case for the camel of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's not permissible for anyone else to do it. And all of this just to give victory to their madhab over the clear proof. Naam, so the Sheikh said this is the intent of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan about following the madahib. As for the second question, the Sheikh was asked about what do you say about those who use the proof, the verse of Surah Al-Kahf, when the people said in Surah Al-Kahf, they said about the righteous people, they said indeed we will verily build a mosque over them, over their graves. Yes, so can this proof be used for the permissibility of building mosques on the graves? The Sheikh said also likewise, this here again is using the wrong proof, or using the wrong proof for the wrong explanation. And inshallah, perhaps the Sheikh said maybe we could explain this next week and maybe give a bit more detail in it next week, bi-idhnillah. Naam. Hada wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala sahbihi wa sallam.